Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin.
Robert, let me just ask, what is your reaction, and I guess what the reaction on at the conference to the announcements made by the Walker administration here in Wisconsin late yesterday?
Well, I think it's very self-defeating behavior, and it's irresponsible. We have a health insurance cost crisis in Wisconsin. We've had hyperinflation much worse than the national average, and Governor Walker is turning away $38 million we could use to create a competitive health marketplace under the National Health Care Reform Law that will provide a lot more health insurance options for people, guarantee there can't be discrimination against people with pre-existing conditions, and actually create tax credits for people to be able to afford coverage. And so for us to do nothing now, to do no planning, to turn away the federal money to set up this marketplace is very irresponsible. And, you know, even talking at this conference, it's kind of gotten around very quickly. Even people from very conservative states that you would consider to be to the right of Wisconsin, deep red states, are shocked by the behavior. And you're not even seeing this in much more conservative states than Wisconsin. So it really is stunning even to people, even in people in other states.
And can you speculate as to what this sets us up for? I mean, I'm assuming, and I'm not terribly well versed on how these things work, that Governor Walker's action has set up some sort of state-federal showdown.
Well, what ends up happening is the next step is if a state does not develop its own exchange, and Wisconsin had money to do it earlier and better, so we had more money than a lot of other states. That's money Governor Doyle had applied for, but there is supposed to be a backup plan where the federal government creates an exchange for states that don't do it. The thing is that Governor Walker and his allies in the legislature are very opposed to federal involvement in health care in Wisconsin, so I believe the next step is that they will try to prevent that from happening. In other words, I don't think they want the federal government to run the exchange. They don't want there to be an exchange. And so that becomes the confrontation, and that occurs, you know, either later this year or early next year.
It would appear, perhaps, that the Walker administration is betting on a change in the administration in D.C., and that will somehow, I guess, make this all good.
I think obviously they'd like to see the law repealed, and they see this as being helpful. They think it somehow builds the national push. I also think this may be part of a strategy to make it harder to implement the law in order to try to get it repealed. In other words, if a certain number of states, if they can lead other states with them to say, we're just not going to follow the federal law, then that puts pressure on a new administration to repeal it. And so I do think it's an attempt to undermine the law. The scary thing, though, is that they've offered no viable alternative. Right now, their health plan is to throw over 50,000 people off of Badger Care. They've offered nothing that can replace the Affordable Care Act and what it's going to do to guarantee a lot more health care access and a lot more control of health care decisions than people in Wisconsin have today.
And just finally, and I guess I'd ask you to summarize, if you were to do some crystal ball gazing, say a year and a half out, what does access and affordability look like in Wisconsin?
Well, if we actually implement these competitive health marketplaces, then for the first time, people who don't get health care at work or lose it at work or people have to buy it on their own, like farmers or small businesses, will have somewhere to go where you have competitive plans that compete on cost and quality and where you get to choose good standard benefits packages and where there are actually tax breaks to help afford that coverage. And so I think it creates a lot more security than we have right now, even for people who have good insurance, because if they leave their job, lose their job, then they might be in trouble. There'll be somewhere to go, and there'll be somewhere to go for all those people who don't have a good place to go in the current system. So I think there'd be a lot more security, a lot more choice. But if we don't do this, if Governor Walker gets his way, then the crisis will continue to spiral downward because we cannot continue to have 10% premium increases every year and have businesses or individuals be able to afford health insurance. And that's going to be a disaster for the state.
And lastly, we should point out that currently Wisconsin has one of the highest rates of insured in the nation among the 50 states.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Wisconsin has done very well. Partly because of our Badger Care program, because we have, and that was started by Republican Governor Tommy Thompson, but we did have 166,000 people lose their employment-based health insurance because of the Great Recession. And so a lot more people, and by the way, 100,000 of those didn't become uninsured because there was Badger Care. So if we both undermine health care reform and we make slashing cuts to Badger Care, then we really are risking Wisconsin's very high rates of coverage. We also have high cost, and that's becoming unsustainable, and we need to deal with that, and that's why we need to implement reform.
All right, very good. Robert, thank you so much for making the call this afternoon. Conference winds up when, tomorrow?
Saturday afternoon, actually.
Very good. Thanks again.
Thank you, Bob. Always great to talk to you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.